This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Maybe people can relate to this. Something happened yesterday. I haven't told you about this yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I was gone. I got to the airport. My wife picked me up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. She's like, how's your flight? I'm like, oh, it was good. I got to watch American Sniper on the flight, and I watched Cinderella, too. That's another story. But the whole point is,
should I watch
American Sniper? I'm like, no, I think it's too violent for you.
Okay.
She said, well, speaking of violence.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? And then she pauses.
Oh, dear.
She said, your daughter got in the car and got in a car accident today. She's fine. So I didn't have a heart attack. She's just fine. But she smashed up our car.
Okay, so she didn't come pick you up in
my wife picked me up with my truck, okay. Which was also smashed up because my daughter hit my truck without my car.
Yeah.
So both of them are smashed. So yeah.
Were you unoffendable?
You know what? I was pretty proud of myself yesterday. I really was. Because I felt sorry for her.
Yeah. Oh, it's
like,
the worst.
You know, accidents happen. She was like, she was shaking. She was like, dad's going to come home. He's going to be. I'm like, you know, it's a hassle, right?
Yes.
But accidents happen. She's okay.
First one as a kid, I remember mine when I was 16. Right. It's tough.
It's just stuff. You know, it happens to be both of our cars that are damaged,
right.
But it's just our cars, our multiple
needs of transportation.
they both have to go to the body shop, so we're not going to have either one of them for a week.
Oh, boy. Ooh, wow.
Ooh.
Unoffendable.
Yep. Yeah, look, anybody who's been a parent, you watch for cues on how your kid's dealing with stuff to mm-hmm. figure out how to handle it. Like, my daughter was heartbroken when she injured both of our cars yesterday.
Right.
Badly.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
To the truck, too? You have a big truck.
It's still drivable.
Okay.
It's okay. The truck is not as bad as the other car.
Right. I can see that.
But she was so, I mean, what do you say? She's crying. She's
right.
So upset. What are you going to be? How could you? I can't believe you. Like, she wasn't trying to wreck him. I know that. The thing is, as a parent, you have to go, this happened. I wish it didn't,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to help to pile on.
No,
somebody
that
who's
doesn't
already
help
just
anything.
Completely crestfallen, and
she just started doing her own driving thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard. When I was 16, I remember getting my license, got the insurance with my own money.
Yeah.
And I got into an accident the very first time my mom let me take the car with my little brother. And we had little music playing and we weren't allowed to listen to secular music. So we had this group called Commissioned.
Uh-huh.
And we had their tape. It was like kind of like jazzy gospel. And we had it turned all the way up. And a guy smashed. It wasn't even my fault. Smashed right into. And back then we didn't have cell phones. So I had to walk back.
Yeah.
To our house to tell my mom that.
And it shakes you up anyway.
Right, it does. It really, really
even when
does.
It wasn't your fault, like
yeah,
in your situation.
Yeah.
Her situation, she was.
But it doesn't help anything for you to pile on.
No,
some,
not
but,
at all.
Yeah, that's
so
nice
we
that you didn't.
Took the dented truck out for ice cream last night. And that was okay. And you know what? If that's the biggest problem in the world, that's all right. Hey, my name's Brandt. Sherry's here, too. A lot of people are very upset about what happened Friday, the Supreme Court decision. I get it. I understand. And what I mean by this is you're either upset about the decision or then people on social media afterward mm-hmm. because you liked the decision, but you didn't like the reaction to the decision. We have people listening. I know this for a fact. Mm-hmm. We have people listening all over the board on this. What I want to say is this. The people who are making you angry online, or you may be angry with the lawyers, the five-robed lawyers who weighed in on this against the four-robed lawyers, whatever, whoever you're angry with, we are supposed to, if you're a follower of Jesus, are supposed to understand that we're not in a battle against people. It can't be against people. People are created in the image of God. He wants them. He's for them. I have to be for people who are my enemies. People who consider me their enemy. I have to be for them. Yeah, it's hard, but you know what? It's incredibly freeing. And here's the other thing. We're told we're actually in a spiritual endeavor here. It's actually a spiritual battle. There is such a thing as evil, but it's spiritual. And Jesus is up there on the cross and he's saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So for that person that you are just, you just can't believe it. You just, it's beyond belief, cannot remember this. God is actually in control. We're supposed to trust him with that. And a lot of the books of the Bible in the New Testament, they're written when people are under intense persecution and they're still told to forgive and love your enemies. And Jesus models it himself. So we have to pray what Jesus prayed. No matter which side you're on, no matter how angry you are, you can't believe it. I get it. We have to pray that God forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Speaking of people on social media getting angry and stuff and threatening violence, it's producer Sherry threatened to punch me in the face. Punch me full on straight in the face. That was on her Facebook. You can go just hunt producer Sherry on Facebook. That's, appreciate that.
And well, I did. Well, that's a title of one of your chapters.
Yeah, let's punch,
let's
Brant,
punch
in the face.
Brant in the face. So yeah. I wanted to take you up on that because your book, Unoffendable, man, did it really mess with me over the last several days. There was so much I wanted to post and tweet. There was so much that I thought was inspired and made so much sense. And I wanted to go back and forth with people. And I kept thinking about, it's the righteous anger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once we take that off the table, which your book does, that there's nothing in the Bible that talks about us being righteously angry, then I had to say, I'm not righteously angry. So what's the problem here? And it just made, it put all the spotlight on me, and I didn't want it on me.
So she lashed out at me by threatening to punch me in the face.
That's exactly right.
And what was actually really disturbing was all the follow-up comments were like, yes, please do.
I thought that was so great.
People who read the book and were like, feeling they said, yeah, punch him.
Okay. Yeah. All joking aside, though, it's like, it really, it's frustrating. I get it. I feel it too. That's the thing. Everybody feels a flash of anger. That's totally being human. The Bible allows for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in your sin, in your anger, do not sin. Mm-hmm. Get rid of your anger today before the sun goes down. Get rid of all anger over and over. Mm-hmm. The human anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. All that said, there's still right and wrong in the world.
Yes, you know, there is.
You can be on any issue, can be upset with people at first. The thing is to, like you're saying, remind yourself, like, of course they're broken. I'm broken too. Of course, this is the world I live in, and I'm supposed to love them anyway. So whatever my response is going to be has to be colored by that. And is this going to be the venue? Sometimes saying something on social media might be appropriate. I get it.
Right.
But is it really going to help?
No. And you know what? It doesn't get rid of anger for me.
No, it whips it up.
Yes, because now I've said something to you. You're going to say something back to me, and then I'm going to say something. That's not getting rid of it for me anyway. That's just perpetuating it.
Now we got ourselves a full-on argument going nowhere. I understand. People are going to make fun of me for this. I get it. There's no question. But I saw a movie I thought was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched American Sniper on the plane, and then I watched Cinderella. It was a double feature.
Back to back.
Back to back.
That's one interesting double feature.
They're both really good movies in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinderella was fantastic. I had no idea.
You had never seen Cinderella before?
This version?
Which version did you see?
It's the latest, the Kenneth Branagh version. It came out like this last year.
Who was in it?
I can't remember. A couple people from Downton Abbey are in it. You haven't seen it?
I have not,
Sherry, it's fantastic.
Okay.
I can't believe how much about God it is. I mean, without them saying it.
Okay.
It's incredible. This evil stepmother lady, Kate Blanchett, who's evil stepmother in every movie.
Right.
Said,
perpetually.
But she's like, you're a loser. You're always going to be. That's all you'll amount to. She's constantly accusing this woman, and Cinderella is saying, "Can't I be given something?" No, nothing's ever a gift. No, you have to pay for everything. And she's finally made royalty by this king, who takes her even with all her. And she even says it. I have nothing to offer you, but you will still love me. I have no dowry, no castle, no lands, no name, no nothing. Will you still love me? And he says, of course. And they have this big wedding at the end. I mean, there's so many Kingdom of God themes in there. And I'm not straight. I mean, it's so obvious that if anybody has seen it, they're going like, yeah, it's so good.
Oh,
you got to watch
what?
It.
I was so prepared to make fun of you in the beginning of
somebody,
this.
Somebody will. Don't worry. People will email and stuff. You know,
someone's on,
yeah,
on top of it.
Someone will. Don't worry. Wow, it's good. Maybe you have your religious act together and stuff, and that's awesome if you do, I guess. I don't. And so when I see something about how God loves us anyway, it sometimes it sends chills up my spine. I'm like, I need that. I don't have anything to offer him. That's why I was making a big deal, and I know this sounds weird coming from a dude, but I was making a big deal out of seeing Cinderella, because she comes out and says it. I wrote down lines from the movies I was watching, like, this is so profound.
Mm-hmm.
But she turns to the king who has selected her, even though she has nothing to offer, and she says, I am no princess. I have no dowry, no carriage, no lands. Will you take me as I am? And of course the answer is yes. The king still wants you. The king still wants you. The shoe still fits, even though everybody else seems to have it more together. Can you imagine? I mean, think about that in your own life. Think about the problems you have and what a mess you are, if you're being honest, morally. The things you think in your mind, the way you don't do enough of this, you do the wrong stuff. The shoe still fits. He still wants you. It's hard to even take it in, but that's how good the good news is. The question is, do you want him? Is the answer yes? And you can walk away and say no, or inherit the kingdom of God, even though we don't deserve it. I mean, it still blows me away.
Talking about the Cinderella movie.
Yeah, and I know it's weird.
It was a little weird in the beginning.
I do want to underscore that I just watched American Sniper right before that, so there's still an element.
Do with that what you may.
Yeah.
But do you? Some of the lines you were talking about, do you think they were purposely trying to have a Christian theme to it?
I doubt it.
I mean, to talk about the king and he still wants you and there's nothing you can offer. It's so grace.
It is. The whole thing is like the good news about Jesus. The
mm-hmm.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm. No, but you don't think that was intentional.
I don't think it's intentional. But she even turns around, the actress, I can't remember her name. She plays Rose on Downton Abbey. But okay. She turns around at the end, Cinderella, faces the evil stepmother
mm-hmm.
who's unrepentant.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way out the door, looks at her and says, I forgive you. Like, that's the last wow. thing she says to her on her way to the big wedding.
And you don't think that's intentional?
No. I don't think okay. they're saying, we want to make this a Christian movie at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the themes about the kingdom of God are so universal that they give people goosebumps no matter what culture they're from, no matter who they are. Everybody gets it when they finally see it.
Mm-hmm.
If they open their eyes and see it. But Jesus said, out of his words himself, he said, you have to be born again in order to see it. He said, you have to be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. And that's, people think he's talking about heaven someday.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the kingdom now. In order to see stuff, you just kind of have to see things differently. But then you're like, wait a second, I know where this is going. And those themes are in literature in every culture.
Yeah, if you ever go to recitals of any sort, you're watching kids up there playing music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry just had a chance to experience that. And this is the problem.
I had no idea that this would be a problem because I've never had to do it, but you have to watch everyone else's kids. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm just saying.
I do. I mean it in a negative way. I have to watch everybody else's kids.
No, it's not aimed at anyone. Yeah, but it's true. You're going to be there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And your kid's going to be on there for 12 seconds.
I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there. And my brother, he's used to it. He has two little girls. And he has the program, which is 2 pages, front and back. And he's like, okay, so it looks like Nia is number 14, number 26, and number 29.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my goodness. I said, what do we do with the rest? You sit here.
You sit here and you watch. And you don't want to be checking your phone much because
right.
you don't want other parents doing that while
right.
you're
right,
kids up
right,
there.
Right,
it's
right.
rude. So.
And you can't be goofing off because my brother and I are two goof-offs.
Right.
And you don't know whose kid is who.
Nope.
And so you just have to sit there for 2.5-3 hours.
Yep.
Gave me a new respect for what parents do.
That's called love. Loving that kid. It's not always easy.
There was a huge showdown. Perhaps you may remember this. We had a contest on our show, which was you could win a visit. I guess that'd be a prize for some, not for everybody, but
where Sherry and I would come by, drop off a copy of the book Unoffendable, and sign it and stuff, and then we would play. I said, well, let's play some Uno or something.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not
like
how you said. Wait,
okay,
that's
what,
not
what,
how
what?
You said that. You didn't say, "Hey, let's play some Unos." You said, "I'm going to put the listener in their place. I'm going to demolish them." Sometimes
did
the
I
listeners
demolish?
Need demolish was a word we used quite often building up to this.
Oh, look through the
Go ahead and look through the logs there. demolish over and over.
Destroy.
And
I might
destroy.
Have said destroy.
Yep. Okay, that's good.
Well, we did. We went to Akron, where the winner, Jamie, was there. Or Riley. And
Riley.
Jamie and her friends, mm-hmm. Katie and Annie, were there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we did play Uno.
And we had a great time with them.
And I would say I destroyed them.
You could say that.
You'd
be wrong, but you could say that.
Technically, here's what happened.
Just say it.
Technically,
I beat you.
Sherry won.
I beat you. Let's just say it. Why are we beating around the bush here?
Really?
It was pretty bad, too.
But the point was, I said the listeners would be put in their place. I used the inactive tense.
Oh, and we're using inactive tenses
I meant
now.
That someone would, and Sherry did, and that worked too. So, yeah.
But you were talking about your skills.
Anyway,
you were talking
we have
about
more
all
music
the
to play on this radio station, so don't need to beat this into the ground. Tell you what, if you've ever like gone to a party where you don't know anybody. Nobody. You've never met anybody there. Mm-hmm. And you go up to the door and you knock on the door. A lot of people have never had this experience, but if so, it's a meeting, a party, a small group, whatever.
Right.
It's, you don't know what you're getting into.
That's true.
So this happened. We went to Akron, Ohio to meet a listener. Never met her. She just randomly won our contest mm-hmm. to win a copy of the book and stuff. We showed up and we could not have handpicked more fun people.
That's true.
We played Uno. As we talked about, and mm-hmm. Sherry won, ironically, but...
No, I don't think there's any irony in that. I think it's destiny, irony, actually.
Right? I don't believe in that. And the other thing was they had guitars, and they made Blueberry Cobbler for us.
Yes,
and
they did.
We sat there and just sang...
I tell you what...
Chris Tomlin and Journey covers all night long.
When we walked in the door, and you looked over to your right, and we saw a guitar sitting there, I saw a glimmer in your eye, and I thought to myself, we're going to be here all night.
This is going
to
be fun. Oh, my goodness. We had so much fun.
We did.
We laughed. We were there well longer than we should have been. Yeah. They're probably like, okay, enough of the radio people.
And you're looking songs up.
We had a ball. So great. Thank you to all four of them. Riley was a wonderful winner, and they were all smart and fun and funny. We just had a great time. Hey, if you've got incredible health insurance and stuff and you're happy with it, that's awesome. A lot of people aren't. May want to look into MediShare. We've been talking about this. This is a nationwide community of believers who share each other's medical bills. It's really a beautiful thing, and it may be the answer for you, like to save a lot of money, too. Sherry?
Okay, well, I don't understand.
I'm just waiting for you to jump in.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Well, I am doing this, and I wanted to walk through it the way, you know, a quote-unquote normal person, not that I'm not normal, but...
Well, la-ti-da. Hey, everybody. Sherry is going to...
Seriously, you know
Sherry's
what I
gonna
mean.
Act like a normal person and see what it's like just to walk the streets with you and to see things from your perspective. That's so great.
Because they're a sponsor, I could have done it a different way, but
right,
I wanted it to do it the way the listener would do it.
Exactly. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. This is...
Awesome.
Well, they're very helpful is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And I've enjoyed the experience I really have, which is never something I could say in a normal healthcare situation.
Or that people are praying for you if you have something going on. I mean, wait till you have something you need help with. Mm-hmm. It is really profound. My wife and I have done something similar to it mm-hmm. in the past and have loved it. So, again, this may be an answer for you. And especially if you have conscience issues, too, with how... Some healthcare plans or the government healthcare plan or whatever will pay for things maybe you don't want mm-hmm. To have a stake in. That's up to you, freedom of conscience. But this frees you up to only do things that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, here is the phone number. Please call this number. It's 855-772-5699. MediShare, we appreciate them very much. 855-772-5699. Maybe you'll be interested in hearing this. I thought, boy, this is good advice. Like, if you get on social media recently, I think we all have the temptation. We see somebody say something we don't like, mm-hmm. and we feel like, I got to comment on it. Mm-hmm. And not later. Mm-hmm. No, I need to comment on this
right now. They need to know.
Found this in the book of James. And this is written to people who were in a very divided culture, by the way. But he said, be slow to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Be slow to speak. Be quick to listen and be slow to speak. And the next verse is because there's nothing about human anger that brings about the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I think, hey, you can't post anything on social media. Or you should never comment. But the temptation to think I have to handle this right this second.
I've had a million things I want to write, seeing reactions and the Supreme Court decision itself from Friday. There's all sorts of angles, a million different angles.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, regardless of how you feel about it, you're welcome here. Please know that.
Mm-hmm.
But just there's so many different angles on it. And I've been tempted to go, okay, I got to fire this. I got to put this up right now. Why?
Yeah.
Get clicks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about clicks. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to pause and think and maybe even ask God for wisdom on stuff before I open my big mouth about everything. Because we open our big mouths a lot. Way too much. Yeah, this may not have the same effect on you, but it scares me a little bit because of my job. There's actually a Bible verse, and I think it's in Proverbs or somewhere, but Sherry will probably have it memorized because she knows the Bible better than I do. But
no.
It actually says where there are many words.
Oh, sin is, yeah, right behind it.
Yeah, I've read
sin
foolishness follows.
Yeah.
Is far, not far behind.
Yes, that is true. That is something my mother enjoyed. Speaking into my life over and over and right. again as a
well,
child.
Here's the problem. If you are like us, like I have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very aware of that. Like every day I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to be foolish.
Right.
I don't mind being silly. Silly mm-hmm. is different than what
right.
we mean.
Right.
We're talking here. Like I want it to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all good with being silly. But I want it to be wise.
Be clear on that.
Yeah.
Right.
And but same thing happens with social media. We've been talking about that. Like, yeah, if you have tons of stuff to say all the time, well, remember whether when you're quick to speak
mm-hmm.
and you have lots of words, that's when things go crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's best to be very slow to anger and slow to speak. And social media is asking you for immediate reactions all the time.
It is. It puts it right there. What's on your mind? I'll tell you what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm. And then regret
mm-hmm.
or broken relationships. Or now I'm really angry at this person because now we just had an argument because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't drop it. And it's up to you, but man, I want to be slow to speak. This was a risk. I admit this. Maybe you've done something like this before. Maybe not. I, last week, saw a house that was for sale
mm-hmm.
and bought it.
Uh-huh.
At least started signing the contract.
Right.
And my wife has not been there yet.
She hasn't seen the house. She
She's
saw
seen pictures.
Mm-hmm.
A little risky.
More than a little.
She was asking me questions last night, too, because I've been traveling. I got back. And she's like, so tell me about this vent over here. This,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't see that. Did you turn on the faucets? No. Shoot, I should have. Oh, doggone.
It's a great house, though.
Yeah, Sherry got to see a realtor. Mm-hmm. We were traveling for work, and I think she's going to love it. I
mm-hmm.
think she's going to love it, and she made me feel better about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't certain,
mm-hmm.
I would never have done it.
Right.
But I've known her for 25 years.
I think I think any woman listening is probably like, wow, that a guy knows his wife so much. He's like, you're going to love this.
In a good way?
In a good way,
okay.
Yes. Now, some were saying,
Well, I really do. And I actually, my wife said, you know what? I think this is okay. She texted me. She said, I'm excited. It's like you're getting me this big piece of jewelry.
Mm.
And you got it just for me. And it is true. I get it. I just think she's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I actually feel better about this than jewelry because I can never understand the jewelry thing, but I do know what you like
right.
in a house. So
I think it's awesome. Hopefully the faucets work.
Let's hope. A lot of stuff. Not sure if you notice or not, but sometimes we're gone. And so we'll play like clips from previous shows or whatever. Well, we're back. This is not a clip from a previous show. Unless you record this and play it back at a later show.
And then that's embarrassing.
But you shouldn't because it's not going to be very
okay.
good. All right. So we know this going into it. Just wanted to say, been traveling around and have met an awful lot of people listening to the show. I am so thrilled. We were at Kings Island theme park the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who listen to the podcast, some people drove up and have been listening to the podcast during their 5-hour drive the entire time.
Oh, my goodness.
Just one show after another. And I was like, how are you guys still able to think? Yeah. I was like, how is that even possible? It's so very kind. But so many people we meet come up to me and they're like, hey, I have Asperger's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, my son does. I want you to meet him. He's 12. I got to tell you, it's one kid after another, one adult after another. I'm like, that is the best thing ever.
It
I just feel like my people.
you know?
And the personality is just, I love uniqueness. I love quirkiness. And so I know we're in the culture where it's fit in. But no, if you stand out, that's okay.
Yes, and please understand that if you're new to the show, please, it doesn't have to be Asperger's syndrome, it could be anything, but if you are a little bit of a misfit, it can be from religious culture. You just don't feel like you fit into this. You're not having the same experience everybody else is around. You don't quite get it. Understood. And please recognize that you're standing on a welcome mat right now. You are completely welcome here. And we just love that vibe. So thank you for all the people who came up and said, hey. There's a thing out there. It's called the Nay Nay.
That's right.
It's a dance.
It is.
Okay.
A lot of people do that. Anything? Okay.
I don't want to know one more thing about it. Here's why.
Okay.
Nothing against it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see if I can go this whole, like, let it run its course. If it's a, like, the Harlem Shake or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to get through it without knowing what's going on.
Why?
I like being in that space.
Of that's best cluelessness?
Clueless. Yeah. And it's also just an experiment because things are so ubiquitous, like fads and things.
Right.
I want to see if I can just get through one. And again, not just picking on it, mm-hmm. but this may be the best thing ever, but
okay.
I want to do the whole...
All right. So please don't post videos of people doing the Nay Nay on Brant's Facebook
And that's what's
page.
Going on. People are doing that.
Right. They're all doing it. Yeah. So if you want to go to Brant Hansen page...
I see what you're doing, actually. You're actually soliciting... I won't click play then.
He doesn't want to see it. So if you go to Brant Hansen page,
I don't
want to
know what it is. I've missed stuff before, and it always.
Yes, you have.
I'm like, that was cool. I have no idea what you're talking about. I like it. Sweet spot for me.
Brant Hansen page.
Nope. We've been talking about, among other things, like how upset people are on social media with each other. They have different views of the Supreme Court decision. By the way, whatever your view is, please know that you are welcome here. Sherry and I have our own convictions about things. You know, eventually. Sherry and I probably agree on 99.9. Eventually, we can talk about something. Eventually, we'll find something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could go, okay, that's it.
Yeah, we can set up camp there and just, okay, we're not talking anymore.
That's it. You'll always find something.
That's true. That's true.
My wife and I, same deal. We could always find something.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody agrees with you on 100% of stuff. True. This said, these are important issues, but I know this. If somebody's aggravating me, I have to remind myself God is for this person. He's actually for her. He's for him. It's a good idea to tell yourself that. A person who's frustrating you, a lot of times it's a friend comes out, says something that's insulting. You're like, wow, didn't know you felt that way. God's for her, for him. Doesn't mean there's no such thing as right and wrong. We know that. But man, when you have a chance to actually show grace, to actually practice what Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. That's when your faith actually finally matters. I mean, that's when it matters. When everybody agrees, that's easy. Now it's not so easy.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.